Hello.
Oh, hi, Andrew. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
We've had that account suspended. That account shouldn't be active. That account has supposed to have been suspended for half a year now, if not longer.
So there's a note in here from June of 2023 that you mm-hmm. went on a suspension until October 2nd. So the October payment went through, the November, the December, and the one we're having trouble with is January.
Okay, yeah, I have a new card. I got a new card this year. But let's go ahead and let's get this canceled. Because I have a different provider. I thought when I talked about to the person last time, I thought this was kind of understood that I thought they were supposed to call us to reinstate it, to reactivate it. Instead, it just automatically got done apparently.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you know what?
Go ahead and get that taken care of.
Okay. So I can't cancel the account with the past due balance, but if you have a new card, I can collect that final $129 and cancel right after if you like.
But it wasn't supposed to be charged anyway.
So in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 2nd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So that October 2nd billing, it wasn't
that. So how much do I owe?
It's just $129.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The name on the card is going to be different.
Okay, so let me go. Okay, how does the name read on the card?
It'll be Joseph Templeton, Joseph.
Mm-hmm. Templeton.
TEMPLETON.
And the billing address?
It should be the same, but it'll be 420 South Cedar Street.
Okay, I have that for Yuma, 80759.
Correct.
Okay, and then the card number?
5193.
Mm-hmm.
3800.
Okay.
2651.
Got it.
0109.
Okay, expiration?
926.
And the code?
896.
Okay. So can I talk to Joseph to make sure that we're authorized to use the card on behalf of this payment?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
There you go. Hello?
Oh, hi, Joseph. I just wanted to verify. This is Tina from Local Splash. And
hey,
Andrew
Tina.
He was going to use your card for the $129 payment. So is he authorized to do so?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I figured. I just wanted to double check. Okay, so thank you for that. And if I could talk to him for one more quick second just to make sure that this gets taken care of.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Andrew. So I wanted to mention something to you because sometimes these other companies that get involved, they don't tell you that as long as Local Splash is, you know, optimizing the Google listing, they can't do anything to it because they don't have access. And in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google. Let me see here. 543 times, and you've had 278 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So we have on your Google and Bing and all of the directories and your website, we have a tracking number of 970-404-8400, And when people call it, it forwards over to your number. And there's 244 leads on the dashboard coming in through that tracking number. So if you want me to cancel it, I can, but I feel like it's really going to dramatically affect your business because this other company, you know, whatever you're paying them, it's, you know, might as well be thrown down the toilet because they can't do anything with the Google listing if they don't have access to it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so do you want to, you know, before I cancel it, because if I cancel it now, it's going to unravel everything and delete the call tracking number and all of that will affect your business. So if you want, I can send you the login for the dashboard and you can take a couple of days to go on there and look at the results that you received and listen to some of the calls that came in through the call tracking number. And that way, if you decide to continue, everything won't be, you know, completely deactivated at that point.
No, thank you. Let's just go ahead and cancel.
Okay. I thought I would run that by you. So I will process the cancellation now, Andrew, and you'll get an email within 15 minutes that it's been canceled, so you won't have to worry about any further charges, okay?
Okay.
All right, and in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week, too.
You too. Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.